Chapter 3. Carelessly, we walk towards the abyss when we put before us that which prevents us from seeing. Pascal. In reading the book De Gloria Intacta, you will have noticed that much of what is said is very relevant to the times world and mankind have now entered. When you have taken deeply into your heart the contents of the second seven circle, you will know with certainty and by intuition that the door which no one can dose has been opened wide for all of you, and that indeed there is an hour of tribulation which is to come over all the world. What matters now is whether you have ears that can truly hear what the Spirit says to the young Gnostic community. If you are able to hear, then we expect you to give concrete proof of this by an absolutely new attitude of life. For the entrance of mankind into a period influenced by the Uranus Seven Circle signifies either a positive and strong initiative by the soul, and thus an absorption into the fiery light of a Christ era, or a burning up in the tension field of resisting mankind. The radiation waves of the Uranus Seven Circle bear a close relationship to those of the zodiacal sign of Aquarius. Our planet is on its way to this sign by the third movement of the Earth and has already entered its action radius. Furthermore, in De Gloria Intacta, you may read that in the earthly nature there are three types of people who react strongly to the radiations of Uranus. Firstly, there are those who reject all the norms and laws which keep the earthly nature in balance. Secondly, there are those who, with their eye, apply various forms of earthly altruism in a desperate attempt to prevent the ego being pushed into a corner. Thirdly, there is a totally experimental application of an active brotherly love. You will have reflected upon all this, and now we ask you to compare the image you received with all that you see and hear happening around you daily. At the beginning of this century, the Uranus types of the first kind were rather exceptional. At first they came as individuals, then in their tens, but at present we can, without exaggeration, speak of millions. We need think only of the young people spread all over the world, who in their thousands join the ranks of the various youth subcultures. Not a day passes without hearing or reading about the tragic misbehavior of these deviant youngsters who, as a group, form a frightening problem for our time. Let us study this type of person more closely. First of all, we discover that young people of this type have spread very rapidly over the world in only a few years. We find them in all countries and among all races, especially between the ages of 16 to 28 years, that is, at the age when the desire or astral body has been formed or is in the process of being formed, and when, on this basis, the mentality begins to manifest itself. This is obviously due to an epidemic contamination of the endocrine system, in which the pituitary gland plays the central part. These young people have become ill. They suffer from an illness of culture caused by the older generations who have so thoroughly ruined the respiration field in which mankind must live. It is because of this poisonous atmosphere that the influences of Uranus can no longer impel mankind to regeneration on the path of soul rebirth in a normal way. Now, through the collision between the celestial fire and mankind's fire of passion, there is an outburst of widespread, unorganized, spontaneous, and uncontrolled rebellion among many young people. The older generations have already degenerated into a subhuman state, but the youngsters protest, though ignorant, in a last flashing movement of their fiery reacting endocrine system. Void of reason, their rebellion attacks everything and everyone, authorities, parents and educators, all laws and norms of nature, reason and morals. In short, it is the rebellion of youth against life itself, a life given by God for a divine human awakening, and perverted by the older generations into one horrible descent into hell. We wish to emphasize that this is not a question of a normal, reasonable protest, born simply from indignation against the increasing devaluation of human ideals. The younger generation is in the grip of a deep and terrible insanity. An awful woe has exploded over mankind. In some people, defects of the endocrine system, so closely connected with the circulation of the electrical fluid in the body, cause extreme riotous excesses and rebellion, as we see it collectively and epidemically in our younger generation. In others, who are no longer capable of such fiery outbursts, they cause a rapid degeneration combined with numerous diseases. You will be well aware of the fact that all of us are deeply involved in what is going on now, for we are all factors in this development. Therefore, it is of urgent necessity that you take a stand in this world revolution, that you make your decisions and immerse yourselves firmly in the new attitude of life, which will enable you to win the living soul as intended by God. We join with each other in a strong, positively directed group, strengthening each other's weaknesses by the unity of the group body, in order to practice, in collective action, the magic of liberation, and to lead one another to victory. This magic has five aspects. Firstly, the magic of an authorized consolidation of the group in pure idealism. Secondly, the magic of the neutralization of the dangers which threaten us also. Thirdly, the magic of the liberation of the soul. Fourthly, the magic of the complete vivification of the soul. And fifthly, thus equipped to do for world and mankind what can still be done for its salvation.